Te Hoko Whitua Tū, The Māori Pioneer Battalion, by Monty Sotar. It's often said that New Zealand grew up during the First World War. At the time, our country was part of the British Empire, which meant Britain was still decided our foreign policy. Most Pākehā weren't bothered by this. Many still thought of Britain as home. But by 1918, this attitude was changing. People were proud of what their small nation had done in the war. They were especially proud of their brave soldiers. Soldiers who were beginning to use a new name for themselves. Kiwis. It was a name that was to become part of our country's new identity. But what about the 2,500 Māori soldiers who fought during the First World War? How did the war change things for them? And why did they fight in the first place? E te iwi whitiki, whitie. When the war was declared on the 4th of August 1914, Pākehā were eager to help. The government decided to send 8,000 men to fight, but within 4 days, thousands more had volunteered. This main group of soldiers were called the New Zealand Expeditionary Force. Although many Māori wanted to join up, at first only a few did. This quickly changed when the government said it would include a special group of soldiers called the Māori Contingent. A war cry went out, E te iwi, whitiki, whiti, whitie. O people, prepare yourselves for battle. Spring up, spring up. In those days, most Māori lived in rural villages near their marae. So the four Māori members of Parliament helped to spread this war cry. They travelled the country, encouraging Māori to do their bit. While soldiers were meant to be at least 20 years old, boys as young as 15 enlisted for the Māori contingent. Few Māori had birth certificates, which made it easy for the boys to lie about their ages, especially those who were keen for adventure, just like many young Pākehā. In no time at all, the places like the East Coast and Rotorua had given more than enough men. Maui Pōmari, the MP for Western Māori, praised the loyalty that Māori were showing. The British cause is their cause, he said. The British king is their king. Aparana Nata, the MP for Eastern Māori, was also pleased. He hoped Māori would become more equal with Pākehā if they fought beside them. Rebels? Not all Māori felt the same way about the war. Some iwi, in places like the Taranaki and Waikato, had a very different attitude. 50 years earlier, the government had attacked their tipuna. The government called them rebels and took most of their land. These iwi were still deeply unhappy about what had happened. A whole generation had grown up seeing their land being used by other people. This loss also meant Māori had no way to grow their own food. Why would men from these places want to risk their lives for a government that had caused poverty and suffering? Haere e Tamama. The Māori contingent became known as Te Hoko Whitu Atu. In February 1915, after training in Auckland, the soldiers were farewelled. Haere e tamama, their whānau said. Haere me te whakaaro ke te pupuri e te rongo tua a o tato te puna. Kia wehe kia ki te atua. Whakohonoe tia te kingi. Farewell, young men. Go and uphold the name of our warrior ancestors, fear God, and honour the king. The group of 500 sailed for Egypt. From there, they were sent to Malta, where they guarded the island for a few weeks. Then, in July 1915, the men were sent to Gallipoli. The British High Command was uncomfortable with the idea of native people fighting alongside Europeans. So at first, the Māori soldiers were kept busy digging trenches and building supply depots. But these men had joined the army to fight, and because of heavy casualties, they finally got their chance. On the night of 6 August, the Māori soldiers were ordered to attack the Turkish trenches along the foothills of Chanak Bar. Before they left, their chaplain said a prayer. "Remember, you have the mana, the honour, and the good name of the Māori people in your keeping this night." That evening, the haka, kamete kamete, could be heard around the hills as the Māori contingent captured enemy trenches one by one. Brave warriors. 17 Māori died on the slopes of Chanak Bar. 89 more were wounded. After this battle, Māori soldiers became known as brave fighters. One Pākehā officer wrote that no matter how desperate the fighting may be, they are amongst the best bayonet fighters in the world, and they are perfect sentries. As trench fighters, you can't beat them. But like other troops at Gallipoli, the number of dead, wounded, and sick Māori soldiers grew. Te Hoko Whetū Atu was slowly reduced to a shadow. By the time the contingent finally left in December, only 134 of the original group of 500 were left. Pioneer Battalion. After Gallipoli, soldiers from Te Hoko Whetū Atu joined with soldiers from the Otago Mounted Rifles Regiment. The two groups became the New Zealand Pioneer Battalion. The orders were that the men in this battalion weren't to fight as infantry. Too many Māori had already been killed at Gallipoli. Along with the rest of the expeditionary force, the men arrived in France in April 1916. They began to dig trenches and build roads behind the front line. But it was still dangerous work, often done under fire. A few months later, the Pioneer Battalion became involved in the Battle of the Somme, and much later, Mezins. Many more Māori soldiers were killed on the Western Front. Around the middle of 1917, the Pioneer Battalion was reorganised. The Otago men were replaced with around 470 soldiers, mostly from Niue in the Cook Islands. The battalion became known as the New Zealand Māori Pioneer Battalion.